You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How would you like to ramp up your club's game day atmosphere? Big Screen Video is giving 10 lucky sports clubs the chance to win a $10,000 grant towards their own digital scoreboard. Register now at iCanWin.com.au/BSV.
Yeah, the world's richest greyhound race, the TAB Million Dollar Chase, is coming up. We've got semi-finals this Friday night. It's only a couple of weeks away, Badge. Mm-hmm. We talk to Simon Orchard most weeks from New South Wales Greyhounds, but in his place is Mick Cowley. How are you, Mick?
Boys, I'm really well. I can't believe I'm getting called off the bench near grand final time. How good's that?
Bring the big guns back for the big.
Yeah, well, can you tell us how many Olympics you went to? Of course, Simon, a very famous hockey ruse. I mean, Kookaburra. So can you fill us in on your Olympic career?
Mate, I can actually. And you're going to be really surprised here because I've been to 5 Olympic Games.
Really?
There you go.
What's your in what capacity?
Mate, as a journo.
Yeah.
With the Sydney Morning Herald, I went from 2000 right to 2016.
What's your favourite Olympics to visit?
Mate, Greece was really good. Athens was good. The weather was fantastic. It was obviously, I covered swimming, so obviously you had Thorpe and Hackett and Phelps and Vandenhoeghen Band. I was lucky that I covered that sport at the right time when Australia was absolutely flying. So no, it was good fun. Look, reality was I covered swimming because I knew I'd get to travel to Olympics and Commonwealth Games and all that sort of stuff rather than just sitting around covering footy.
We've got a mate who covered, 6 or 7 Olympic sats but never actually went to any of them. They were all out of the studio in Sydney. So that doesn't count. He hates it.
No, I don't think. But I think Athens, it was Beijing actually gave the media a participation medal as well. So I'm kind of an Olympic medalist in some form.
Oh, wow.
Don't tell Simon Orchard.
No, you've got him covered.
You've got him covered.
Yep. Right, now, this the Million Dollar Chase coming up next week, but this Friday night is going to be huge at Wendy Park.
Oh, mate, it's bigger than huge. It's one of the favourite nights. You almost say it's more of a purist night than the grand final night because you've got 8 semi-finals and only the winner advances. So it's real
cutthroat.
There is no second prize, literally. And the 8 semi-finals that have been drawn, they were drawn yesterday morning. They're all cracking fields, as you would expect. Some great racing. And I think a few of the favourites will get through, but I think it might be a little bit more open than what it normally is. I think there's some value in there as well.
Well, earlier this year, but the 2021 Million Dollar Chase happened in May, postponed. She's a Pearl. Is going to feature again, but not looking as dominant this time round. Would that be correct?
Mate, that's absolutely spot on. Back in May, April, May, she won the Golden Easter Egg, leading all the way, killing her rivals, and then come out in the Million Dollar Chase in late April, early May, and gave nothing else a chance. She was just jumping straight to the front and careering away and running fast times. And this time around, though, she had a few months off. She had a little niggly injury. There was a lot of question marks over her. And she came back last week in the first return to Wentworth Park from the Million Dollar Chase win back in May. And she got knocked over on the first turn. If you watch the replay, she literally gets knocked sidewards, somehow stays on her feet, regathers herself, and then chases down the leader and ends up winning the heat in spectacular fashion. That got her through to the semi-finals, and she's in those semis on Friday night. She's drawn box 6. It's no gimme, that's for sure. She's got to certainly improve the way she jumps because she didn't jump as well as she normally did on last Saturday night. So she's got to improve that. There are a couple of good dogs in the race. There's Zipping Maserati, who's missed by a toenail of getting through to the $1 million chase final back in May as well. So there's some quality dogs, but I actually think if I can jump in with a bit of an each way tip in this race, the dog drawn box one is a dog called My Boy Rockin', and it actually qualified for these semi-finals by winning the heats down in Wagga of all places. Hey, this is a pretty smart dog. It's better than the 25-1 with the bookies at the moment suggest. Yeah, from box one, I think it'll get a nice run behind the leaders, and it's pretty strong. I would be, if I was allowed to bet, I would be having something on this dog, My Boy Rocking. It's in race 8, dog number 1, on Friday night.
Mm, nice.
Same race as She's a Pearl.
Yep.
Like it. There you go.
Now,
that's okay. We like hard.
Yeah, exactly. And anything with a 2 with another number behind it as well. Now, not only does the winner of the $1 million chase walk out of Wenny Park with a pretty good check, there's also some giveaway as well.
Mate, there is. And we started this back in May, and it was pretty successful. And there was a girl from up Cessnock way who actually ended up being the lucky one drawn out. It's essentially one of the world's richest lucky door prizes, because you come in, you buy your tickets, $20 for it to get into Wentworth Park on Saturday week for the grand final. You buy your ticket, you go into a draw, you get drawn out of that, and then you get the chance of picking one out of 100 envelopes, and in 99 of them is a cheque for $10,000, and in the other one is a cheque for $1 million. I remember the girl from Cessnock, Kimberly Kowalski was her name, and she drew, her envelope came out, and she picked envelope number 4 because She's a Pearl was number 4. Unfortunately for Kimberly, She's a Pearl one, but she didn't, and she walked away with $10,000. The $1 million was in envelope number 42 from memory, I think. There's that opportunity. Be there on the night and have a crack at winning the $1 million.
Great stuff. It's the world's richest greyhound race, the TAB $1 million chase, Saturday, September 24. What's that, AFL grand final weekend, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Same day. Huge.
Big weekend. Mick Cowley, thanks for joining us.
Mate, more importantly, it's NRL preliminary final weekend.
Yeah, grand final qualifier. Yeah, you're right. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.